Assembly Democrats say there should be more money for schools and the environment, and major changes to Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan to freeze property taxes. As Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, it's all part of a One House budget resolution, the first step in reaching agreement on a final spending plan by the end of March.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says Democrats have rejected Governor Cuomo's plan to freeze property taxes that would involve giving rebate checks to voters shortly before Election Day. Instead, he says, they favor a so-called circuit breaker. It would provide proportionately more relief to New Yorkers who can least afford to pay their tax bills.
We're going to have a significant circuit breaker. We believe that it provides relief to the people that most need it. Throughout the state, so it's fair regionally, it's fair across the state, and that's what we think is the appropriate thing.
Cuomo's plan does include a circuit breaker, but not until the third year of the plan. The speaker says the governor's proposal, which relies on the cooperation of local governments and schools to keep spending under 2% in the first year and to consolidate services in the second, might not give a tax break to everyone.
Unfortunately, the freeze requires other elected officials to take or refrain from taking action in order to have our constituents receive a benefit from the state government. And there's that degree of uncertainty to it that we would like to eliminate.
The Assembly accepts some of the governor's business tax cuts and would allow the threshold for the estate tax to be raised from $1 million to over $5 million, though Democrats do not back lowering the top tax rate on estates down to 10%. Senate Republicans, who have been longtime advocates of lowering property taxes, also think the governor's plan needs to be revised. The GOP and their co-rulers, the Independent Democratic Conference, are still working out details of their budget resolution, but Senate GOP leader Dean Skelo says there will be changes.
There will be a number of modifications.
The Assembly budget also increases funding for schools by around $400 million more dollars. Education advocates who held a brief demonstration outside Governor Cuomo's offices say that amount is still not enough for the state's poorest schools. Emily Carroll is with the Alliance for Quality Education.
It'll slow down the bleeding, but the bleeding will definitely not stop in school districts this year. And, it won't even come close to helping school districts restore any of the cuts that they've had to make over the last 5 years.
The protesters attempted to deliver petitions to Governor Cuomo asking for more state aid, but they were told the governor was busy. This irritated the demonstrators, who pointed out that Cuomo had found time on March 4th to speak at an outdoor rally for charter schools.
More than 97% of children represented here today. He won't even come out of his office to accept petitions.
The Assembly budget plan also includes funding for universal pre-kindergarten programs and adopts New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's proposal to tax the wealthy to pay for the plan in New York City. That tax increase is opposed by Governor Cuomo and Senate Republicans. GOP leader Skelo says the proposal is not going anywhere.
I would say that was dead about 2 months ago.
The Assembly's One House budget also increases the Environmental Protection Fund by $10 million and offers a more comprehensive plan to permit medical marijuana in New York. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.